And across Pakistan today, many shops are closed. Not much public transport is running. The shutdown is not for the holiday, but it's due to a national strike. Pakistan's religious parties are protesting possible changes to the country's tough laws on blasphemy. The BBC's Jill McGivering joins us with more. Jill, what's the blasphemy law change and how important is this law?
Well, basically, the whole issue is whether there's going to be any change at all. At the moment, the blasphemy laws are very stringent, quite draconian. Basically, if you are convicted of insulting the Prophet or insulting the Quran, then you will face the death sentence. Now, in reality, no one has been executed. People usually find those convictions are overturned on appeal. But even so, those laws are there on the statute books. And there isn't even an option for judges of an alternative, like life imprisonment, for example. So there's been a lot of pressure, particularly from the West, of people saying, well, hang on a minute, maybe with Pakistan trying to promote its image as being modern and liberal and so on and tolerant, that this is something that perhaps needs to be looked at and there could be a possibility of an amendment. But even the discussion that there might be some change has sparked quite a lot of anger amongst the religious conservatives who called this strike today.
At a time when the civilian government is at a real weak point, does this strengthen them or does it cause a more focused opposition?
You're right, they are extremely weak at the moment, and in a way, the question is this an issue on which they would want to take a stand? They're under pressure from human rights groups and from those in the West and from people who are moderate who are saying, you know, this sort of law perhaps should be amended in modern Pakistan. You know, what is this all about? But at the same time, if it were to push through change, then it would risk possibly a very considerable backlash from conservatives. And it's really a question of, given how much is happening in Pakistan, all the issues it faces, from the floods and the economy, the insurgency and so on, is this really the issue it wants to pick up and take a stand on?
Well, that certainly is today. Jill McGivering, BBC South Asia correspondent, thanks so much for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.